Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
It is the Talking Yanks pregame show. What's going on, everybody? We got a very big, important game today. Today, we will know who won the trade. Justice Sheffield versus James Paxton. Everything else doesn't matter, Jake. On this date, we will get a definitive answer. I'm excited. How are you doing?
And I say, hey, 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 hey. I said, hey. Oh, what's going on, James?
I get it.
James Paxton.
Little Seattle music scene.
Hopefully we get some justice from the Sheffield trade today, Jim. Hey, man, I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good. That sounds like such a Seattle song. I don't know if they're from Seattle, and I've piqued my interest, and they're from San Francisco, so bummer.
Close enough. Yeah, man, I think we got the Paxton-Sheffield matchup, which is a lot of fun for the first three innings that Sheffield gets through.
Ooh.
Oh, my God, I'm burnt. I'm on fire.
Wow.
No, man, Jim, I'm jazzed up for this game. You're gonna see some serious peacocking if you haven't already, because, Jim, I'm going to put it on the line. This is the most confident I've been in a win this season.
Are you for real?
And Tyler Wade is our starting shortstop.
Wow. Glasses tricks. You ever seen this?
Damn.
I didn't land.
Good.
I didn't land.
Didn't land.
Fucked up the landing.
I did the fake sneeze. My eye bell fell out. That's an old Nick Proch trick.
Imagine a bell for an eye. Ding, ding.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool.
Sneeze
into eyeball falls out. It's always good. Achoo! I'm not good at it.
It's tough. We've got a buddy who's the expert. It's still, when people know the effect, they're still shocked that someone would think about doing it. So that's there's your first what to watch for in your everyday life. Someone fake sneezing and then pretending their eyeball falls out.
The next thing to watch for is the Yankees lineup, which is the following.
Yes.
DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing second base. Aaron Judge is batting second, playing right field. Do we even need to say this stuff anymore, Jake? Gleyber DHing and playing the DH spot.
Okay.
Gary Sanchez in there as the catcher. Clean it up. Cleaning up all the messes. Brett Gardner, five-hole Gardner, home run yesterday. Best to ever do it. Gio the God behind him at third base. Mike Ford at first base. Cameron Maybin back in the lineup. And Tyler Wade is your shortstop. Paxton's on the bump. No claps. Didi still hurt. Still, why play him, right?
Bingo.
You have an off day tomorrow, and so why would you even play? You already won the series. You got Paxton versus why would you play Didi? It's so dumb. So congrats, Wade. You get a start.
Yeah.
Thank Kershaw. So I'm fine with that. Romine sits. He played two in a row. Gary's back in there, and I guess Mabin's feeling better, and he's back in, which allows Romine to sit. Good shit.
Good luck. Talk Daddy rounds out the bench.
Yeah. Who do you think? How do you think the conversation's going on the bench? Didi, Talkman, Romine.
Romine and Didi are having like great combo. They're ripping, and Talkman keeps trying. He keeps looking for the right place to step in and like be like, "Oh yeah, that I love that." And they're like, "Well, we'll work you in when you're needed." But
I think Talkman on off days, it's like Marcus Thames' nightmare.
That's a great call.
You're like, fuck. This guy's going to be picking my ear all game.
Judge is going to hit like an opposite field home run, and Talkman's going to be like breaking it down like, yeah, you know, he set him up the pitch before. He threw that inside fastball, and then he went away with the off-speed pitch. You see Judge recognize that, and then he got a barrel on it, went the other way with it, and Tim's is just like, yeah, he's really good.
Yeah. Talkman's going to go piss at one point, and he comes back, yo, Marcus, what'd I miss? What were the pitches? Yeah, what were the pitch by pitch? Marcus like, oh, shut up. Go pee again.
Maybe he anchors like Larry. He might anchor Larry on Booney as blockers.
Yeah, so pay attention to who Talkman's talking to the most on the bench today.
Second what to watch for.
Yeah. Well, third, Yankees lineup was the second.
Right.
And now the fourth what to watch for. But no, this isn't a what to watch for. It's the Seattle Mariners lineup. Actually, if you want to tune out for the next couple minutes, you can. It doesn't change a thing. Lopes is in left field. Crawford's at shortstop. Nola's at first base. Seager's at third base. Tom Murphy's is catching. Vogelback's in there at DH. Would have had a home run if he swung all the way through a ball yesterday, but he decided to have a half swing fly out. Dylan Moore's in right field. D. Gordon's at second base. Broxton back in there after getting ejected and suspended is in center field. And tune in, everyone. Wake up. Tune back in. Justice Sheffield, our old friend, is on the bump. If we have anyone listening that's like, I wonder what Justice has been up to. Not a lot of good. Not a lot of good at all. Which is a little... I liked Sheffield. Like, I got nothing against Sheffield. But I, you know, the Yankees did their thing where they overhype players and the fans bought into it. And, you know, people were saying Sheffield's going to be an ace when not one single scout said that was a possibility. He's having a tough year, Jake. This will be his third start. He had one start in April, immediately got sent down, and then he got called back up last week, and he faced the Blue Jays, 4 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 7 hits, and he's been bouncing around AAA and AA since then.
Yeah, he his first appearance, it was actually after an opener, so he's 2-4. So this second major league start for our dude Justice. And yeah, he's been getting knocked around a little bit. 6-4-3 at the majors, that's 7 innings, but he has been getting knocked around at the minors. So I don't know, we'll see. Justice Sheffield revenge game, James Paxton revenge game. It's a revenge fest.
He has trouble with control. Like, his walks are nuts. In 12 games in Double A, he has 18 walks. Like, you know, he's got a lot of games with 2 walks in there.
Currently has 10 major league walks and 6 major league strikeouts.
Yeah, control has been his issue. And, dude, after he made his start in MLB, and not the start, the opener thing, and then he got sent down, he walked 6 guys. And then he walked 3 the next game, 2 the next game, 3 the next game, then 5-5 a couple games later, and then he got sent to Double A. So look for the Yankees being very patient. Because if anyone has this scouting report, it's the Yankees.
He did. He tore it up at Double A. 78 innings pitch, a 2.19 ERA. So good for young Justice. He is 23. I know. You know, we have our laughs as we always do. And you said, you know, the trade gets decided today. He's a young 23. He just turned 23 in May. So not super young, but. So, yeah, I mean, if he figures out his control stuff, you know, maybe the baseball gods come around with him, because I think he has some decent stuff. Baseball America had him as the 27th prospect in baseball coming into the season, so there's some stuff to like about him, but he hasn't figured out anything on the major league level yet.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But I hope that he gets blowed up today, just because I'm a Yankees fan. And
right.
I want every pitcher they face to get blown up. And I want Paxton to feel good about himself moving forward. I want him to be like, that's why you traded for me. And I want Seattle to see, like, you could have had me, Seattle. I want Paxton to feel vindicated a little bit.
See, I think I'm going. I want them both to pitch well today. Obviously, the Yankees win, but I want to leave that Mariners trade door open. So if they get a couple more good guys in the coming years, we could still take them from them.
Oh, dude, DePoto or DePito? What's his name?
DePoto, Jerry DePoto.
Yeah, the GM of the Mariners. He has no interest in getting a good return. Dude just likes making trades.
Right.
He's traded in like 4 years. He's traded more than every other team combined, basically.
Right, but I'm saying if like they get some return on the Sheffield trade, he's going to be more excited to trade with the Yankees, and then we can go pillage when we need to. Where if Paxton thrives, which he will this postseason, this September and everything, you know, they're gonna do the, oh, don't trade with the Yankees. Cashman's going to break you over the coals again.
Yeah. But I see your point. Yeah. I understand it. I still just want to win big.
Okay, that's fine too.
I want Wade to take Sheffield deep because you know that they both think so little of each other when they're the same guy.
Ooh, tough.
Like Wade feels a bit like you got traded away. They didn't trade me away.
Right.
And Sheffield feels like you're still in AAA, really. Like you're not actually an MLB player. So they're both two guys that are... Yeah. You know, haven't proven it in the MLB yet, and they probably think the other guy sucks. So I want one of them. I'm actually excited for that matchup now.
That lefty-lefty nine-hole matchup. Who?
Hell yeah. Bring it.
It's like watching Tacoma play Scranton Wilkes-Barre, baby.
It is. It is. Ford, man. Ford's been on fire. And let's see. No one's faced Sheffield, right? That's impossible. From the Yankees? Yeah.
No, but they're friends with him.
They're friendly, yeah. You know how many of these Seattle Mariners have faced James Paxton?
Ooh, Mariners facing James Paxton. God, maybe Murphy has, and maybe Broxton at some point.
0-2, only one guy has.
Gordon?
No. But somewhat close, a speedy guy.
Crawford?
Malik Smith.
Not in the lineup, man. Come on.
I know, but he's playing today.
He's not.
He's going to pinch run later on.
Not playing.
Well, he's 1-2 off Paxton. So we got two teams that have completely no history versus the pitcher, besides being friendly and fun.
Besides being extreme history with each pitcher.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting, though. So Paxton had a clean first inning. So my what to watch for, and I think it's fine, is it Paxton's first inning.
Yeah.
Does he come out with that same energy, that 96 fastball hitting his spots? Because if he does, we're good.
Yeah, I'm over the Paxton first inning thing. I think we've seen him have good starts with the bad first inning for a little while now. We've seen him have good starts with a good first inning. I mean, he's going to shove today. I think he's going to have a special day. That kind of ties into my what to watch for, Jim. A, we've got so many things coming together. The Yankees have a chance to have a winning West Coast trip after getting swept at the start of it. Good. James Paxton against his former mate. Little Big Maple revenge game. We like that. Jim, Ron Guidry's 69th birthday. You know, the Yankees like to do special things on special days.
Wow.
And I think we're going to see Paxton have double-digit strikeouts. I think it's going to be like a memory. Like James Paxton returned to Seattle. Yeah, remember that Paxton start? He struck out 13. It was Gator's birthday. Yeah.
Oh, shit. So you're calling, like, no-hitter.
Yeah. I told you. I didn't say no. I didn't say no-hitter.
Perfect
game? If Tanaka didn't flirt with a no-no last night, I think that'd be in play. But you can't have that happen back-to-back days. But no, Paxton's going to have a special performance. Most confident I've been in a Yankee win all season, Tyler Wade as our starting shortstop.
Nuts. I'm happy for you that you have such confidence.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not even confidence. It's like, it feels like fact. It feels like I'm pointing to a book and being like, oh, here we go.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's great.
This is fun. I'm confident too, but not as confident as you. But I think, I think that's awesome for you. I'm so happy.
It's good. So I mean, again, so, not confidence, almost like reading out of a book.
So let's recap our what to watch for us.
Right.
Paxton versus Sheffield.
Right.
The Yankees lineup.
Yankees lineup.
Wade versus Sheffield in a battle of guys that think they're better than the other guy.
Right.
Ford's hot.
Ford's hot.
Paxton, perfect game alert.
PGA.
Demoralized Seattle alert.
Pretty much.
Okay. Oh, who does Talkman talk to on the bench?
Talkman talking.
We are full of what to watch for us today.
Big game.
How do you think the bullpen plays out if said complete game shutout isn't done?
I like that you abbreviated Mariners to M's today.
Well, yesterday it was like...
It went a little long, yeah.
Yeah, and I was, that's bullshit. I got to clean that up.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Path to victory, I mean, it's going to be like Paxton for 7 or 8, and then, I don't know, whoever's awake down there. Probably Guerin.
We got Tanaka to Sessa, right, in a blowout yesterday.
Yeah, and I think you go like Paxton, Guerin here. You give the bullpen extra rest with the off day tomorrow, and you throw Guerin just to, like, salt in the wound of Seattle and just to mess with the umpires.
I do like throwing Guerin today for that reason.
Oh, have to. Like, I even if Paxton had like a perfect game going, 2 outs in the ninth, I think you still throw Guerin out there for the last out.
So I think that everyone's available in a close game,
right?
If it's okay, so if it's like a 1-3 run game, I think everyone's available. If you need pitchers, if Paxton only goes 5. If it's a little more than that, 4-6, I think they try to not use Chapman and Canley and just give them double rest days and write it out. Because that's who was available yesterday. So I think it would be Otto and Britton's game. If it's a blowout, I think they go full rest again, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it is a 1-run game, I do think the 4 horsemen are available.
West Coast, Rest Coast.
Wow.
Watch out for that.
Whoa. Add it to the list.
Big list.
Someone tweet out a full list of our what to watch fors, and we will retweet it.
Maybe.
No promises. Sometimes that button breaks on me. All right. Homer draft?
I think it's the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. Oh, after this, you're going to take a bath and be gross.
Baths are kind of gross. But Jake, his return to the Homer draft after his non-Wi-Fi hiatus, and he's just swinging for the fences, gets Ford for 2 home runs yet at game 1, gets Judge yesterday up 3-0. It'd be a miracle if I came back and won this Homer draft. I'll try, but wow, just a return to your dominant ways, Jake. I'm so happy for you. Good job.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people in Hollywood need their fluff, man. That's kind of what last week was for you, a little play with the biscuits. But Dad's back, and we're doing it. Who's going to be your first pick today,
Jim? Aaron Judge.
Okay.
No, take it back. There was enough room there. I officially took that back.
Yikes.
Wow. Thank God I took that one back.
Tough start.
My first pick... It's going to be Aaron Judge. I just had to think on it more.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering about.
I'm going Judge and Gio, and you've had both of them already, so it doesn't matter.
Right. Okay. Cool. Cool beans, man. I live by the quarry. I am going to go with Gleyber Torres and Cameron Maben.
Nice, bud. Happy for you.
Thank you.
So after praising Jake's Homer draft, we need to go to the over-under, where Jake and Co. currently...
Yeah, I mean, mostly Co., I'm going to be honest.
Well, there's 8 wrong picks in a row, and you're responsible for 5 of them.
Well, they sunk the ship. They sunk the ship.
I mean, you handed them an O for...
Right. Wait, now I counted wrong. Greek and I'm running with it.
You handed them an O for 4 ship. So they
if
were
you're
just following
streaks. What are you doing in this?
They game? Were following your lead. They're like, I think Jake likes losing this.
No. We're going streaking.
What's the pick?
I'm trying to lose over unders.
Through the gymnasium and into the quad. What's the over under at? Well, I'm going to guess it's at 10.5.
Ooh, wow. You still hate Paxton a little bit. It's either 9.5 or 10.
I think the Yanks put up like a lot of runs.
Oh, I think, Jim, you're forgetting getaway day.
They could put up 6 and then fall asleep.
I mean, that's kind of with Tanaka out there. I mean, once Guardy homered, they were just like, okay. I mean, Tanaka's dealing. It's game
all right,
over.
So I'm going to guess 10.
Let's see. Mariners versus Los Yankees. You are a human idiot. 9.
That's so stupid.
And the under's hitting. Paxton deals. Yanks get out of there with like their 5 runs and call it.
I agree. Under.
Wow.
It's an easy under. But I think the Yanks put up like 9, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm keeping my streak going. I'm throwing losers out there.
Your getaway day theory is so good. If the Yankees put up a 6 spot, they just look at Paxton and say, this one's yours, bud. We're fucking done.
Let's catch you later, man.
And then it's a 6-0 win, Yankees.
Got a flight to catch, brah.
I'm taking the under.
Okay.
Let's go to the chat.
Go to that chat.
Jared Dens says 100% over, but I don't know if he's talking about that. Oh, he's talking about over under Paxton strikeouts 22.
It'd be close. It'd be tight. Right now I'm leaning 13.
Wow.
Yeah.
James Kelly says that the chat's not asking any questions today.
Damn.
Oh, because James asked about Zimmer yesterday. That's why.
Right.
And he DM'd me, so he felt terrible. His name's Jimmy. He's from New Jersey, and he just recently had to say goodbye to his dog as well. So the coincidences are wild.
Wow.
Yeah. Did Mike Ford homer yesterday?
No.
Are you sure?
Judge and Guardy.
Okay. Cool. You think this is Mike Ford's last game?
Mike Ford was 1-for-5 yesterday.
You think this is like Voit comes back on the homestand and Ford's gone until September call-ups?
I don't know, man. That's really brutal. And like, I don't know. I think the Yankees try not to hit the brutal button when they can't. It's August 28th. So off day tomorrow's the 29th. And then what? The 30th. How many 30 days has September, April, June, and November? So it's the 31st. So when are September call-ups? Monday?
Yeah.
Sunday? I don't know. I mean, is this why Wader's getting the start? I don't know. It just seemed like that would be brutal for Mike Ford and his West Coast series he just had to send him down for 2 days. I mean, or maybe they do the send down, but he doesn't have to actually leave.
They've done that. They've done that with Sessa and Lasagna before. Just the paperwork. Hey, you're in AAA right now, but just hang out with us for 3 more days.
Yeah, and we during the Clint times, we heard there's that 72 hours to report thing. So technically, you could just do that. So
The paperwork says Ford's down, but hey, you're still just hang out for 3 days, and you're still on the team come September.
The dream.
Yeah, just drinking so much juice. That's what I would think. Ford would want.
When's the last time you've had bug juice?
I don't buy it for myself. Right. So I don't. A long time, man. That used to be one of the 3 things I drank.
Can I ask you a personal question?
Yeah.
Where are you at with juice?
Oh, over it. It's gross. It's terrible. It's just sugar water.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. When I see, like, I get kind of judgmental on juice.
Wow.
Like, come on, you're an adult. You can't do that. unless it's real juice. Katie's dad used to get this like apple juice that was fucking just apples juiced. And it was so good. But yeah, juice is just sugar and water. Like if you think it's not candy, it's liquid candy. So
I think when I was, you know, still fighting being fat every day, like high school, college, I mentally like wrote off juice. Like I was basically just a water guy or alcohol. But it's funny, man, like every once in a while I'll get juice and I'll be like, this is fucking delicious. But I don't like, for that same reason, I think is why I don't get juice regularly.
Yeah.
It's like donuts.
Boone said Frazier will most likely be a September call up. That's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you don't, that's a fucking storm.
I feel like that's why that peace reckoning came along. And that'll be good. I think get him a couple at bats, show a couple swings. Maybe he makes a nice catch or two. And if he's there for spring training next year, you can be kind of amicable about it.
Stanton is, these are the rest of the updates. Stanton is pretty close to seeing live pitching. And Severino will pitch in a rehab game Sunday. Dellin Betances' session went well today. He threw another bullpen simulation. Jordan Montgomery will pitch Friday for the Rail Riders. That's pretty nutty, dude. Every Jordan Montgomery update's blowing my mind. He's going to AAA right away.
Pitch where you pitch.
Eat where you eat, sleep where you sleep.
Okay.
Give us those famous last words and then we'll get out of here. I got to go cook a bunch of stuff.
Giancarlo bombs.
Ball and Play 2 presented by DraftKings is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.